talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right to the front lines of history in the making, and I'll tell you, there was a lot of it being made this weekend. I want to start with something in Wisconsin, and it hadn't occurred to me that they could do this. Of course they could do it, but it's a very, very smart maneuver. The DNR board, canceled its meeting for September. Well, why did they do that? Because the DNR staff didn't put anything on the agenda for them to talk about. And that was great. That was brilliant. You want to know why? Because the chairman is illegitimate. The chairman is a guy named Fred Prenn. He's bad news. His term expired May 1. Tony Evers appointed a replacement. Therefore, he should have stepped down and the replacement should have taken over. One of the anomalies of our law is that the DNR board and the replacement have to be confirmed by the Senate. And in the past, and it was somewhat similar to the federal government, you may or may not like, a particular cabinet member that the president designates, but within reason, you let him have his own team and you confirm him. That's not true with everybody, especially with Trump. With Trump, he had criminals in his cabinet. And of course, a lot of Democrats voted against them, should have voted against them. Crooked William Barr, lying Mike Pompeo, people like that. But in general, in Wisconsin, over the length of our state's history, if a governor gets in there, within reason, you confirm his appointments. And you do it not saying that you love the person, you're not saying that you think they're the greatest thing since sliced bread, but that's what the governor wants. For the first time in history, the Republicans have refused to confirm people that Tony Evers wanted. They started with his agriculture secretary, Brad Paff. He was an excellent agriculture secretary. They wouldn't confirm him. And remember, under the lame duck law that the Republican Supreme Court affirmed, they illegitimately, the Republicans in November and December, right after the last election, 2018, passed legislation that basically said that even though Evers won the race, Voss is the governor for a lot of things. And even though Josh Cald won the attorney general race, Voss and his caucus are the attorney general for a lot of things, confirming settlements and a lot of other things. So Evers and Call are hamstrung. I personally think they could be using the bully pulpit more to fight back at this. In North Carolina, they tried it with a Democratic governor and a Republican legislature, and a federal court overturned it. I don't know why this didn't end up in federal court, have federal judges overturn it, but it is what it is. Well, the Republicans have seized on another tactic. And this tactic is they just won't confirm Evers' appointments. So, for instance, Fred Prenn, they won't even put it to a vote. They won't vote on him for 4 years. They got Scott Walker's head of DNR for 4 years simply by not confirming Evers' guy. Now, they are relying on case law, Wisconsin Supreme Court case going back almost 50 years, that says when a new governor takes over and appoints someone, if the incumbent of the other party is on there and his term expires, he can stay on for a couple of weeks while they confirm the new one, do a search on him and all that. That was dependent on good faith. That was dependent on the history of Wisconsin that you go, okay, you don't want the DNR, for instance, to be totally shorthanded. So you let the outgoing guy stay on a couple of weeks, confirm the new one, and that's it. They did not anticipate the Trump era. They did not anticipate QAnon. They did not anticipate bad faith. They did not anticipate the betrayal of our country federally and nationally to Vladimir Putin. They didn't, they couldn't, they could not possibly have anticipated all of that. So the Republicans are saying, we simply don't have to confirm anybody. And then we get Walker's administrative heads for four more years. That clearly is not the Wisconsin Constitution. It's not Wisconsin law. And there are a lot of reasons to overturn what is going on. And Josh Call, to his credit, has brought a case to get Prent out of there. And there are a couple of arguments. One argument is that that case that they're relying on relied on a statute that has changed. That's one thing. The other thing is common sense. Common sense. The intent of letting the outgoing member of the DNR stay on for a little bit of time was simply so there'd be continuity till the new one came in. There has got to be a decision by the Supreme Court that puts a time limit, or they may not even put a time limit. They may say, if the incoming person is not even scheduled for a vote, not even scheduled for a vote, that's simply bad faith. And as a practical matter, unless they turn him down, that person, in this case a woman, gets on the board. Now, what happens if they don't confirm anybody? Let's take Brad Paff over in La Crosse, an outstanding state senator. We're very, very lucky, frankly, in an odd way, that they squeezed him out of agricultural secretary, because he went over there and he held the Senate seat for us. He's preventing them from getting a veto-proof majority of the gerrymandered, illegitimate Republican legislature. Well, Brad Paff was the best possible agriculture secretary you could hope for. And they didn't confirm him and didn't confirm him. But there's a wrinkle there that Evers pulled on him that said, well, until he's voted on confirmation, I'll put him in as acting agricultural secretary. He'll get the same money. He'll have the same authority to me. I'm the governor. Ultimately, it's me anyway. And they treated him like the agricultural secretary. Well, when the Republicans tumbled to that, they said, okay, we will schedule him for a vote. They scheduled him for a vote and they turned him down. Why did they turn him down? Because in the budget for the agriculture department, he had suggested allocating about $100,000 for counseling for small family farmers who were suicide risks. I don't know if you knew this, but we're losing a lot of family farms. You knew that. Did you know that a number of family farmers have committed suicide? As a humane matter, Brad Paff suggested an insert in the budget that of the money going to the agriculture department, $100,000 go to counseling where needed for family farmers who have the mental stress, losing their farms, losing their likely livelihood, seeing their families out on the road with a couple of bags of clothes and that's it. We get counseling. And for that reason, Voss and the rest of them wouldn't confirm him. Or so they said. Well, one of the peculiarities of Wisconsin law is if they actually bring you to a vote and turn you down, you can't serve as acting. You can't even stick around. You got to go, so long, Charlie, get out of here. So then Evers had to appoint someone else, Paff went off, and we took revenge by beating the Republicans in La Crosse. That's a long way of saying that with Fred Prynne, they are going to sit on him. They are not going to bring Evers' replacement to vote and turn her down. He'll just appoint another one. And at some point, the politics of that look mighty suspicious, even to Republicans. They just will sit there and they'll go, we got a lot on our plate before Christmas, a lot on our plate before Memorial Day next year, before Labor Day. For 4 years, they're going to keep Fred Prynne in. Well, there's starting to be resistance. Not only is Josh Call, has he brought a suit, but the DNR staff, the scientists, the people that know what they're doing, go, this is a clown board. I might as well go to Moscow and present this to Vladimir Putin. I might as well go to Beijing and present it to Xi. I mean, this isn't American. we will not present this to a chairman who is doing this. Yeah, Luke, you have something to say, my friend.
Yeah, and I think it's important to remember that Fred Prehn and Brad Paff, these aren't isolated incidents. This is kind of the Republican strategy throughout the entire Wisconsin government right now. You've got Andrea Palm, who was this in charge of the Department of Health Services here in Wisconsin, who was a designee secretary as well. And she got tapped to go be the number two person at the Department of Home or Department of Health and Human Services at the federal level. So, like, we've got excellent people here in Wisconsin that are not getting even confirmation hearings because the Republican stance is we're not going to let Evers be able to form a government for 4 years.
Yeah, that's it on the head. Absolutely nailed it on the head. This is not an isolated incident, but Fred Prehn is a high-profile instance because he's the one on the board blocking higher standards for forever chemicals, and Voss is blocking it in the legislature. Is anybody out there listening, the Republican Party? This is Wisconsin we're talking about. This is Wisconsin we're talking about. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down.